Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, August 29th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. Hope you're all having a great start to your Friday, a great start to your weekend. This time next week, the Eagles will have played a regular season game. The Super Bowl banner will officially be hanging up at the link. While it's already kind of up there, images are starting to leak from it. It's not really hanging until they unveil it next Thursday night, season opener against the Dallas Cowboys. And a week from now, we'll know what happened in that game. 7-point favorites, you know, think they're probably going to win, but I'm excited for the first post-game pod. And a week from now, the Daily Pod, will be talking about that game. So crazy how soon it is. But until then, we got a lot to talk about because the Eagles made a bunch of roster moves on Thursday, bringing back two familiar faces, starting to become a trend, bringing guys back this offseason. But we'll talk about the roster moves they made, got a chance to talk to the new center, Willie Lampkin. Spoiler, you guys are going to love him, but we will talk about that. And then a national pundit said that Jalen Hurts might be the best ever at something. And I got some thoughts on that. So we got a lot to get into to start your Friday. Hopefully it's off to a good start. But let's get right into it. So first, on the schedule for today, nothing. The Eagles are off. Friday, Saturday, they get to go enjoy 2 days until the craziness of the regular season begins. Their first practice will be on Sunday. So no media today, no nothing, just them enjoying and getting ready for the season. So nothing on the schedule for today. Injury report. The Eagles did practice on Thursday. And while they don't release an injury report, it does give us a chance to look and see who's out there and who's doing what. So on Wednesday, I told you that A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Landon Dickerson were all out at practice. And that was the case again on Thursday. And it's an awesome sign that they were all back out there, because had one of them, you know, obviously not been out there, it would have showed you that maybe their body didn't react well to their first practice. Maybe, you know, they just wanted to take it back a notch, but they were all out there. Now, we weren't there for the whole practice, so we don't know if they did team or whatever, but I do know they were out there for 2 days in a row. So good indication of how they are feeling. And, you know, I think all three are going to be out on the field for week one against Dallas. So from a health perspective, the team's in a good place. Andrew Mukuba, not out there again. I don't think he's going to play week one against Dallas, is my prediction. I think he will be inactive week one against Dallas. He's just missed too much time, and I don't think Fangio would feel comfortable putting him out there. So we'll see. We'll find out way more on Sunday when the team has their first official practice and gives the first injury report of the season. But my guess is Andrew Mukuba not dressed week one against Dallas. But still, mostly all good news with A.J., Devontae, and Landon being out there. All right, as I mentioned, the team made a few roster moves, or quite a bit of roster moves, on Thursday as they finish up their practice squad and, you know, finish up putting together their full 69-man roster. So, as you know, you can have 16 players on the practice squad, and the Eagles on Wednesday signed 14 players, all players that had been here before. Well, there was a report, and we talked about it on the last podcast, that they were going to sign from Denver running back Audric Estime, whose name I am unable to pronounce as much as I try to do it correctly. Well, here's the good news. Maybe. Not going to have to talk about it much because it appears he is not signing to the practice squad. So I guess that report was probably correct and maybe they changed their mind. But ultimately, the Eagles have added two more players to their practice squad. Neither of them a running back from Denver. So first up, they added already reunion number one, Marcus Epps. Marcus Epps, you guys, of course, remember from his time with the Eagles a few years ago. He was on the team that went to the Super Bowl in 2022. He started, I think it was 25 games for the Eagles. So he was a full-time starter there for a little bit, leaves after the Eagles lose the Super Bowl in 2022, goes to Las Vegas, and now he's back with the Eagles. So what's been happening with him since? Well, he did play quite a bit in Las Vegas. In fact, in 2023, his first year away from the Eagles, he was ranked the 53rd best safety in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus. Now, obviously, 53rd is nothing to write home about. It's not like, wow, look at the steal they got. But if you consider that when he was healthy, he was one of the, like, he was good enough to be a starting safety if you look at both teams. If you look at teams having two safeties at 64 safeties, like, He was near the bottom, obviously, but you're getting him for free right now. So we'll talk about whether it's a good signing in a minute. But I do think the 53rd best safety, like, that's, it's noteworthy to me. Like, he wasn't like 87th, 90th. Like, he was one of the better, he was one of the starting safeties in the NFL. Maybe that's not the best way to phrase it, but like, he was not in the 90s. So 53rd best safety, according to Pro Football Focus in 2023. Unfortunately, last year, he tore his ACL in week three and missed the rest of the season. But like I said, prior to him getting that injury, 91% of the snaps for the Raiders in 2023, and then 90% of the snaps pre-injury in 2024. So they liked him as a starting safety. They felt he was, you know, good enough to start. He has three career interceptions. He brings experience to the room, something they've desperately needed at that position. Really only Reed Blankenship has been an NFL player in that room. You look at Tristan McCollum, who's no longer here, but Sidney Brown, Andrew Mukuba, Andre Sam on the practice squad. Like, they just didn't have a lot of experience there. So Marcus Epps brings experience. He's been here in Philadelphia. Obviously, he was here under Jonathan Gannon, but with Vic Fangio being, or I should say, Jonathan Gannon being a disciple of Vic Fangio, it's not surprising that Fangio would like him. Marcus Epps has always been good at being in the right place. He's not going to be a splashy flash player, but he'll be in the right place. And that obviously matters to coaches. Look at Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson made a ton of plays, but he was not somebody that I think the Eagles could count on snap to snap to be great in coverage. I think Marcus Epps will not make those plays Chauncey makes, but Marcus Epps will be in the right place. So added to the practice squad. We'll see if he's promoted for week one. But yes, he is back in the building, was back at practice on Thursday. We didn't get a chance to talk to him, but he was back in the building. So what do I think of this signing? Here's what I would say. I think it is a fine signing. I don't think it is the move many were hoping for at safety. I don't think it is the kind of move that you go, wow, they have fixed the safety position, or wow, look at them, they're really investing in the safety position. I think for a practice squad signing, it is a good signing. Now we'll see what type of player he is coming off of the ACL, but if he is the player he was with the Raiders, to get him for free right now, I think is a good pickup. So it really is about expectations. If this is their big move at safety and they're truly going to rely on Sidney Brown, Marcus Epps, and Andrew Mukuba to be their safeties this year, that's not an exciting plan. That is an underwhelming plan. But it's better than Andre Sam, Tristan McCollum, or like somebody else. So I think that there is a positive aspect to it, that he is an NFL player. Like, he has shown he can play in the NFL. But he's not a difference maker. So we'll see. Maybe under Fangio, he can play and, you know, make plays. But I think it raises the floor of the unit a little bit. I don't think it raises the ceiling. The player that will raise the ceiling is McCubber or Sidney Brown. If they play better than expected, if they hit on that potential that made them second round picks, that will raise the ceiling of the team, of the unit. This, I think, just raises the floor a little bit. So I understand the signing. I think it's a good signing. Excuse me. I think it's a good signing, but I don't think it is a difference-making signing. All right. Next up, the Eagles brought back another familiar face. In fact, we didn't even know he was going to be on the team when we showed up to practice. Britton Covey, back in Philadelphia, back with the Eagles. New number, has number 85 on it. There's a bunch of number changes we'll talk about in a minute. But Britton Covey signed to the practice squad, which fills out their practice squad at 16 players. Now, a big question we've talked about over the last really month, but especially the last few days, has been who's going to be the punt returner. Anaya Smith was cut. Avery Williams was cut. Neither are brought back on the practice squad. So it is not clear who can return punts for them. Britton Covey can obviously do that. Britton Covey has returned punts for him. He's done it in the Super Bowl. He's done it in regular season games. He's done it in Brazil. Like, he's done it everywhere. So I think there's a level of confidence in Britton Covey out there returning punts. The question is, are they going to promote him for week one? Will they promote him from the practice squad, and will he return against Dallas? The benefit of it being Covey and not some other punt returner, not that it's super complicated, but there is some experience there with the unit. They know each other. He knows what they like to do. So I think it makes sense just for him to step up and return kicks week one, or sorry, return punts week one against the Cowboys. In fact, at this point, that would probably be my guess as to how they're going to handle it. So Britton Covey is back, and I think it's a good signing. I like it better than the Marcus Epps signing, if that makes sense, because I think he is a better punt returner than Marcus Epps is a safety at this point. But I still think both good pickups. I just think the Covey one solves a problem almost right away, whereas the Marcus Epps one is like a blah attempt at fixing a problem. All right, so another roster move they made. So the Eagles, well, all teams, get an international spot that doesn't count against the practice squad. So they have signed tackle Luke Felix Fualalo. He is from Australia. He played college football at Hawaii, went undrafted in 2025, was with the Seattle Seahawks earlier this offseason. Now he's with the Eagles. So we will see. They'll give him a chance to develop. He'll get to work with Stoutland. But that is the international player on the team this year. So, all right, now let's get into some number changes. Because if you know me and you've listened to the pod, you know I think the number of player matters wears a ton. I wish VJ Edgecombe was not wearing number 77. Like, I think matters, numbers matter. So we already knew a few of these. Sam Howell in number 14. I like it. Good backup quarterback number. No issues there. But other players did change their numbers, and that, those were found out on Thursday at practice. So the first up is Darius Cooper. Darius Cooper was number 41 in camp. He has switched to number 80. So I think in a weird way, I liked 41 better. 41, he made the team with. I think 80 makes a small receiver look small, and he's not tiny, but 80 is like a tall receiver number. 80 is like a go up and win a 50-50 ball receiver number. I think Darius Cooper should be in the teens or a single digits, and that wasn't going to happen. I mean, he could have gone with 18. I would have liked 18 on him, although I'll be honest, like, it does remind me of Jalen Reagor, and I feel like they kind of look similar on the field, so I would have stayed with 41 if I was him, but I understand going to 80. You probably don't want to be 41 your whole career, although it is the number you made the team with. So I would have stayed at 41 if I was him, but he moves to number 80. John Mechie moves to number 18. Kind of surprising. I thought he would stay with number 80, but he goes to number 18. He doesn't look like Reagor physically, so I feel like I'm more okay with it. I like him in a single digit. I mean, like a teen number, a smaller number. I think 80 was fine with him, but 18, I think works too. Now, he was number 8, I think, in college and Houston. So 8-0 made sense, but he goes to 1-8. Closer to 18 closer to 8 than 80 is. So I think it's a fine move, especially when Darius Cooper takes 80, I think 18 made sense for John Mechie. All right, probably the worst number of the guys that might play. Actually, the other one's bad too. But Jacorion Bennett switches to number 41. Like, I would have just stayed in 49. 41, maybe it's because the receiver just wore it, but to me is much more of a receiver number than it is a cornerback number. So I don't love 41 on Jacorion Bennett. My guess is he doesn't love it either. He probably wishes he had a much better number. Next up, Marcus Epps. Marcus Epps, number 39. I mean, that's a practice squad number if there ever was one. We'll see if he tries to get out of it, but he'll probably be stuck in that all year. Not a great number. I mean, he had a great number when he was here last time. He was number 22. So 39 is definitely a step down. But yeah, not a great number for Marcus Epps. And then two other ones. Fred Johnson sticks with 74. Makes sense. Britton Covey, and I thought this was kind of funny, 85. Like, what a big wide receiver number for such a small receiver that's a kick returner. I mean, a punt returner. So, you know, props to him. Like, it's a legit receiver number. I just don't know if it fits him. It's not an embarrassing number, though. It's not like, you know, 47 or something for a receiver. Like, 85 is a legit number. I just don't know how much it fits him. So, those are your jersey updates and your jersey analytics for the guys that have switched numbers. So, after practice, we got a chance to talk to a few players, and without question, the biggest takeaway from talking was hearing Willie Lampkin. So Willie Lampkin is the center slash guard that they claimed off of waivers from the Los Angeles Rams, played his college football at North Carolina. And the big thing about him is he's 5'11", like 270. He's a short guy. In fact, at one point he was like, shout out to my short kings. Like, he is embracing the fact that he is an undersized center. And he definitely is. Like, again, not much taller than me. Like, you're just like around him, and he is not a big guy. But let me tell you guys, I, in my experience, have found that the best offensive linemen have the best personalities. You've heard me say this. Willie Lampkin reminded me of Brandon Graham. Like, their faces kind of look alike. If you see a picture of him, he kind of looks like rookie year Brandon Graham. Not Brandon Graham now, but rookie year Brandon Graham. And he had the same personality. Like, he was laughing. He was making jokes. He was controlling the press conference afterwards. He introduced himself to everybody. And to be clear, it's not just because he said hi to everybody. Like, but it's a nice move. Like, it is a very nice move. So I thought Willie Lampkin came across as a star, as an absolute star. And then also, we got to chance, like I said, to talk to him. Sorry, I got distracted because it was just major NFL news, which we will talk about in a second.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Second, but Willie Lampkin talked about learning from Jeff Stoutland, and here is what he had to say.
He's the one of the best to ever coach offensive line in the NFL. He has had, he's coached legends. He's still coaching legends right now. You got Mulata, Lane Johnson, Kelsey. You got Cam. You know, there's a bunch of talent in the O-line room.
Okay, so shout out to Willie Lampkin. Great quote, great guy. I think he's going to be a star. I can tell normally with offensive linemen if they're going to be a star. He's going to be a star. But this is the beauty of podcasting. I'm recording this. I'm getting text messages. I'm like, my phone is blowing up, and I'm doing the pod. And then I look down, and Micah Parsons has been traded to the Green Bay Packers. That's right. You already know by now. It's going to be old news by the time you're hearing this. But wow. So we're going to have to pivot on the pod. I hate to do this, but this is what we're going to do. We're going to throw to commercial. It's like I'm doing a radio show here. We're going to throw to commercial. And on the other side, we're going to talk about one of the more shocking trades in NFL history, how it impacts the Eagles, how it impacts the Green Bay Packers. And we're going to talk all about it. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. So Micah Parsons on Thursday is traded from the Dallas Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers for two first round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. As part of the deal, he gets a massive contract, $47 million a year, most money ever for a non-quarterback, like crazy money. Wow. So lot to unpack here, lot to get into. My initial takeaway thought from this, before we get into the Cowboys and everything, is this is bad news for the Eagles. I know some people will point and go, well, he's not in the division anymore. He's not on Dallas anymore. Dallas was not going to win the division. Like, maybe they snuck their way to 10 or 11 wins, and if everything went wrong for the Eagles in Washington, maybe they would have like competed for it. But they weren't winning anything this year. Dallas is closer to a rebuilding team that will maybe like fake their way to 10 wins than they are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. The reason this is bad news for the Eagles is because the Green Bay Packers are legitimate Super Bowl contenders. And I know last year the Eagles beat the Packers twice. And to be clear, the Eagles are better than the Packers. But the Packers have an awesome roster. They have a quarterback that, if he can stay healthy, can be a top 10, top 7-ish quarterback in the league. They have a defense that now has Micah Parsons, a great defensive line already, a very good secondary, playmaking linebackers, like a good defense. They have an offense with a really intriguing slash very good set of wide receivers, and their offensive line's good. So, like, the Packers have it all. And then you go out and you add Micah Parsons. And I think, without question now, the Packers are the biggest threat to the Eagles going back to the Super Bowl. We could talk about Washington, but Washington has an old roster. They have the struggle of Jaden Daniels trying to be good in his second year. Like, Washington will be good, don't get me wrong, but I think they have a lot to overcome that Green Bay doesn't. So I think Washington is not as big of a threat to the Eagles as Green Bay is. Then you look at Detroit. Detroit lost both of their coordinators. We have no idea if offensively they're going to be able to repeat what they did. So I don't view them as big of a threat. Then you look at the NFC South. Like the Rams, Matthew Stafford's back, not in a great place. I'm sorry, NFC West. His back seems not to be in a great place. I don't believe in the 49ers. The Seahawks, Sam Darnold, we saw last year, cannot be your legitimate Super Bowl contender. And the Cardinals, get out of here with the Cardinals. NFC South is the biggest joke of a division. Like, yeah, sure, the Bucs will win 8 or 9 games. They'll beat the Eagles in Tampa Bay, and then they'll lose in the first round of the playoffs. So, like, I'm not worried about the Bucs. It really does come down to the Green Bay Packers now. The Green Bay Packers are a legitimate threat to the Philadelphia Eagles. So I think this is bad news for the Eagles. I think this makes the Packers much tougher to beat. And I know we'll sit here and go, well, the Eagles have Lane Johnson. They have Jeff. And like, that's all true. But now there's a problem on the Packers line that requires more attention than the other problems already did. Micah Parsons makes everybody on the Packers defense tougher to deal with than they already were. So you're right. Lane Johnson can probably handle Micah Parsons or Jordan Mailata, wherever they line him up. But that now that like you probably got to help him double team to a certain extent. You probably have to put protection over to that side. He's someone you always have to know where he's at. I think this makes the Packers a legitimate threat to the Eagles. So I think it's bad news for the Eagles. As for the Packers, I think it's a good trade. You're never going to recruit high-level free agents, honestly, to Green Bay. You give up two first-round picks and a good player in Kenny Clark, but you get Micah Parsons, who I saw a stat earlier in the day on Thursday that was like the earliest all-time great player when you look at like Pro Bowl, sacks, and those things has ever been traded in his career. So they are getting what could be end up being one of the if not the best defensive players in the NFL over the next 5 years, they're getting him in his prime, entering his prime. You trade 2 first round picks, but that's not like, on one hand, I don't think that's a lot. On the other, I do think investing that in a non-quarterback is kind of crazy, but when you already have your quarterback, you can be a little more loose with these draft picks. So I like the trade for the Packers, and to be completely honest, I like it for the Cowboys as well. The Cowboys, like I said, are closer to a rebuilding team than they are a legitimate contender. Within a year, they could need a quarterback. Like, if Dak's not great this year, if Dak gets hurt again, they could definitely be in the quarterback market. So now you have 2 extra picks to do that. You don't invest a ton of money into a defensive player that, like, Micah Parsons only matters on teams that have quarterbacks. If he, let's say the Carolina Panthers traded for him, that would be dumb because they don't know what Bryce Young is, right? But assuming that Jordan Love is the player he has mostly been through his career, like, he makes sense on the Packers. In a year, he might not make sense on the Dallas Cowboys. So to trade 2 first round picks, or sorry, to acquire 2 first round picks to avoid handing him all that money, I think it's obvious that in a year, the Cowboys are going to be in the quarterback market, which essentially means the beginning of a rebuild. So it's a bold move. It's one that could definitely end up like backfiring in their face publicly. I mean, look, it could remind me a little bit of Saquon to the Eagles, where the Giants had to deal all year with watching Saquon be awesome, the Eagles be awesome, and the Eagles win the Super Bowl. A year from now, we could be talking about Micah in that same vein. But I think from a team building perspective, it is a good trade for Dallas. They don't need Micah Parsons over the next 5 years because they don't have a quarterback yet. Dak likely not going to be the quarterback for 2 or 3 more years. He's old. He's been injury prone. Like, I think they could be looking for a quarterback soon, and this helps them do that. So I actually low-key like the trade for Dallas. I love the trade for the Packers. I think it's a great move. And man, don't love it for the Eagles, because now the Packers become a clear problem for them in this conference. So we'll see the Eagles versus Packers in Green Bay. That's going to be an awesome game. But yeah, had to react to that. Had to give you guys my take on that trade as you start your Friday. Man, it's going to be an exciting next few days. Now, it does suck from a content perspective. He's not going to be there next week. But Eagles Cowboys also just got easier to win for the Eagles. So go out, enjoy your Friday. Hope you all have a great weekend. Go Birds Radio, Saturday from 1 to 3. I love you all. Until then, he's Elliot, I'm James. Talk to you guys later. Go Birds!
Go Birds! Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.